History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Haiku Hump Day edition of the program. Texas Rangers sweep the Seattle Mariners today. First time they've swept them since, what, 2023? And if memory serves, they won a World Series that year, didn't they? Just connecting dots, boys. Just connecting dots.
Tangerine texted. She said, tell Trevor to get his blank together because I don't want to see him twice and not look at my baby. No, no picture of Blake on the fan cam. It's just you twice right now, Trevor.
Mm.
And Tangerine is not happy.
Mm.
As much as she does enjoy you, Trevor.
Mm.
Two times Trevor, zero Blake is not going to make Tangerine.
Listen, from what I had here on the screen, it looks just fine.
Just telling you what Tangerine said.
It should be fine now. They should be seeing you and Fred. So,
I will say I did text Tangerine about the Mike Vrabel thing.
Yeah.
I sent a picture of Vrabel and Rossini holding hands.
Yeah.
And I said, what would you do if this was me and a coworker?
This could be us, but you're playing.
I just said, what would you do? She sent back the knife and hand emoji. She said, no questions asked. Were there other couples there? I said, yes, but they just weren't in the picture. She said, where the work at then? Not pictured. LOL, no. You're going to catch these MF hands. Catch these MF divorce papers. Mm. You said other couples were there. Then where are they at? Where's this group pic you talk about? I don't see it. And then she said this to end it, because logistically, even if it was 100% innocent, Diana Rossini and Vrabel, they are famous enough that someone has taken pictures of them to write this type of narrative. And so the famous person should never, ever put you nor your family, the wife especially, in a situation like this to allow those narratives to be written. And since you did put yourself in a situation, it's on you. I mean, being one-on-one to be photographed where your wife has to see that, Vrabel's dumb for that. Like it's a perfect sunset, and according to Chief and all of Twitter, that bungalow that they're in is $2,000 a night, and it's only like a boutique date night kind of resort that they're at. This isn't like the Hyatt.
That's a nice resort.
$2,000 a night, and the only way you can get there is if you're staying there. You don't just get to walk in and just go up to the top floor, so.
Mm.
I don't really know how he lies his way out of why he was one-on-one with the reporter holding hands and looking over the
that's an exclusive resort. And I want to say it was right before the coaches' meetings, wasn't it?
Yeah, he went there a couple of days early. Like, this is pretty dumb from him, right? You're on the rooftop where you can get photographed. No one caught them in a hotel lobby.
I'm guessing he's thinking that no one else is there.
But you're also Mike Vrabel. It's not like you're the most indistinguishable guy. Like, you're pretty noticeable.
No, you absolutely are. I mean, you're 6'4", 250 pounds.
And you were just the head coach in the Super Bowl.
And you just coached in the Super Bowl.
Not exactly.
So, for the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Like, what do we think, what coaches could get away with this? Not this, but just walking around in everyday life. Pretty much, I'd say a lot of them, right?
Oh, Ben Johnson absolutely could. You and I didn't even recognize him when we were looking at the... He could get away with it. Liam Cohen could get away with it.
Could he? Duvall. No, you don't think enough people have seen that video?
The average person?
The average, I think the average guy.
I mean, plus he looks like, Joe Brady could.
Joe Brady definitely could. After he's done something bad
weed.
Joe Brady
could stay at the La Quinta and nobody would raise an eye.
What about Stefanski?
Yeah.
I think the better is the opposite. What coaches would get noticed? I think Sean McVay is popular enough.
Sean McVay would probably get noticed. Dan Campbell.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's definitely getting noticed.
You think Kyle Shanahan? I think to a football person, but to the average lay folk.
See, here's the thing about. Well, here's where Shanahan could maybe get away with it. See, if he's not wearing a hat.
If he's not wearing a hat, there's. The hat is part of his outfit. I agree.
The hat is definitely part of his outfit.
Mike McCarthy. I don't think could. Too recognizable. That's Big Mike.
Mike McCarthy could easily.
No, he could not. That is Big Mike. People are recognizing him.
Some random white dude. Some middle-aged white guy. 60-year-old white dude.
He's got the beer belly of the NFL. People are recognizing that.
He looks like an insurance salesman. No one's going to give two bleeps about Mike McCarthy.
What about Sean McDermott?
Yeah, he could get away with it. he could get away with it.
So pretty much all the coaches, except for like five or six, couldn't.
I mean, maybe
Mike Tomlin.
Maybe D'Amico.
I'm going to go Mike Tomlin could not.
Because because the thing about him is he looks like he's famous, right? Yeah. Like, who's the actor that he kind of looks like? I'm trying to think.
I know who you're talking about.
Is it Omar Epps?
I think I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name, but sure. Yes.
I think it's Omar Epps. So it's like, well, he's one of them dudes where like you're looking at him and you're like, okay, he looks like. You're going to snap a picture of him just because you think he's somebody.
What about D'Amico Ryans? Can he have a work wife and no one take a picture of him?
No, because D'Amico still looks like a pro athlete.
That's a good call.
D'Amico still, like, even if you didn't know he was a coach, you'd think to yourself, like, okay, this dude does something.
Robert Saleh couldn't.
Probably not.
Pretty noticeable. Pretty distinguishable.
He's definitely distinguishable.
What about Pete Carroll? Could he get away with it?
No, I don't think so, because he's famous enough. Because he's been around for so long.
The Harbaugh brothers.
They look pretty nondescript. They look like regular. Because I don't think they look like anything special. Like,
I think they could get away with it.
You'd have to be a ball knower.
We're talking about the guy who maybe watches just his team on Sunday. Casual fan. Plays fantasy football, just watches his team on Sunday, doesn't listen to sports radio.
If you're a fantasy football person, though, you probably, the Harbaughs, you would know.
Okay.
The more famous coaches, but the Bradys of the world, the Liam Cohens of the world.
Like, I'm talking about very average, not someone who knows.
Plus, Ben Johnson just looks like a regular dude.
Nobody that's listening to our show, I'm talking about real casual. Matt LaFleur, I'm going to say no. I think he'd be okay.
I think he'd definitely
be there's okay. Even football fans that would.
I was going to say, no, he'd definitely be okay. Because he looks like a regular guy. Sean Payton's getting dimed out.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's 100%.
Sean Payton's
getting dimed out. There's absolutely
Nick
zero
Sirianni?
Question.
He's kind of the weirdest.
The thing about Nick Sirianni is he doesn't look. There's nothing about him that, I mean, he looks like a meathead, but you'd just be kind of like, I don't know that you're taking pictures of meatheads. Right? Like, now, the difference is. Would he be? I could see him being all over the chick.
Yes. Okay. And so that's why you're taking the picture. He's drunk and falling over.
See, that's the thing. How cozy are you getting with the person? See, that's the other thing that's going to tip somebody off.
Okay. What about a former Dolphins coach, Mike McDaniel?
See, I think he's noticeable enough.
I think he is.
You know?
I think he is.
Did you hear what Raheem Mostert said about him the other day?
Mostert? What did he say?
Names tonight, buddy.
He be saying last names. Interesting. So,
well, apparently, him and Sandra Bullock were out, and what a pair those two are. No, but Raheem Mostert said that the problem with Mike McDaniel, was that he wasn't big on respecting the players.
I remember that, yeah.
And that you had guys. Putting hands on coaches on the sideline.
And it's crazy that story didn't blow up enough.
I'm sure that is amazing to me that story did not get big, was not a bigger story.
I agree. I saw that. And I was
you got dudes, and maybe because it's Miami, and I'll tell you. And maybe
then he's
kinda,
not a head coach anymore, so it's.
He's not a head coach anymore, and.
Again, who cares about Miami?
It's Raheem Mostert, so we're kind of like, whatever. Yeah. Do we really care?
Like, if Tyreek came out of this on a podcast and there's audio of it, a little bit different than the backup running back.
No. If Tyreek says it, we're dead. Because think about Tyreek. Tyreek's going to name names.
Dates.
Right? Like, Raheem was very ambiguous about it and was like, yo, this is crazy. And so it just sounded like guys just kind of, you could tell he was, trying to, protect the names of the innocent there, whereas Tyreek doesn't give a damn.
No, he would not.
Tyreek's just going to put it out there.
So it was that. The coaches didn't respect the players, or that the players didn't respect the coaches?
It was a
both.
Two-way street.
It was a combination of both. He said, you got to, because they'd be MFing dudes and all that kind of stuff. And he said, if you're going to get respect back for the players, you have to give respect to them.
And he
said there were situations where you just didn't feel like you were getting respected by the coaching staff.
I mean, he's not one of those guys that looks like it demands respect when he walks.
And that was a big thing.
But
that was a big thing that we've been saying for years. Yeah. It's just weird to see it actually come to fruition. The players on his team be like, "Yeah, we do respect him."
I said I had a problem with Mike McDaniel when I watched one of the episodes of the in-season Hard Knocks,
mm-hmm.
and he came out and was just hey, guy. I mean, it didn't seem, it's like, bro, you're the head coach of an NFL football team, and you're just kind of like, it's like you're with the boys or something like that. It's like, no, there's got to be a delineation there. Like, there can still be a professional respect, but at the same time, like, no, we've got a job to do.
Yeah, there's a level of, like, hang out and, like, let's talk and let's be cordial with one, which is, I think, what people were worried about with Shoddy, is that he could come off as, like, too nice guy. And,
yeah.
But I think McDaniel just has no – he has no Dan Campbell in him. He has no Harbaugh in him to demand respect.
I think with Shoddy, because he's
would
been
Shoddy
around –
would Shoddy fit in this list? The list we're doing with Shoddy?
Oh, Shoddy, you could definitely – he just looks like a nondescript.
Yeah, I was about to say. He looks like a bland whitey.
He looks like –
But he is the Cowboys head coach. Does that change it as far as people's – his notoriety and popularity of people
I don't
like,
know.
I've seen him before.
He was on the team for 4 years, and I didn't know what he looked like.
But he won the head coach.
Still, I'm just saying, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I didn't know what he looked like.
Look, the problem with the Cowboys when it comes to Brian Schottenheimer is
just talk about his popularity.
he's not that they've won nothing. Right? And I mean, let me go all Emmitt Smith for you here for a second. They haven't won anything. Therefore, he ain't getting much love.
And now, the defense wasn't very good.
And the defense was ass. Okay. Now, if a 12, that player that you want ain't there, go ahead and trade back.
Trade back.
Go ahead and trade back. I think with Schottenheimer, you know, if his dad, this is going to sound terrible, you know, if his dad wasn't dead,
yeah.
I think maybe we'd have a little bit more. There'd be more, and plus, I mean, look, the dude was an assistant coach for 20 years before he finally got. And I mean, let's be honest, nobody outside of, I mean, and really people here in Dallas, nobody was lauding that move. Okay,
we were roasting that. I remember me and Sarah were on the radio that night. We were like, "What is going on?"
Now I liked the move. I was a fan of the Shoddy move because I felt like, okay, he's got something to prove, and you know he knows football. And again, I think we all learned last year, like the dude can coach some offense.
Sure.
Like he's a lot better offensive coach than even I expected
dude,
him
they
to
were
be.
Cooking on offense, him and Clayton.
Okay. Now, does he need to get better, you know, late game? But at the same time, it's like, look, even towards the end of the year when everybody knew what you were doing, you still never scored fewer than 23. Which is saying something in the NFL.
Was ass.
Knowing your defense was ass, and you still never scored.
Because I'm sure there's some behind the scenes. We can't score too quick, a.k.a. put our defense back on the field.
No,
we
got to
make
couldn't.
This a slow drive.
I mean, I look, when we had Babe Laufenberg on after the season was over, and I remember...
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking him, he made all the sense in the world. When I asked him, I go, you know, what happened to this offense? And he goes, you know, after the Detroit game. And he goes, well, you never scored fewer than 23 points after the Detroit game. And then when you look at it, you're like, oh, damn, I guess you didn't. Like,
and that should be able to win a lot of NFL games.
I mean, you let J.J. McCarthy score 33 points.
He was grittying on you.
That to me, that was the ultimate... Like
he was the meme of
the
year.
I mean, you know, look, God forbid obviously the worst part of the season was the Marshawn Nealon tragedy. But on the field, the lowest point of the year was J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know.
Gritting into the end zone.
I would say that, but I don't know. Was it Jacoby Brissett beating you for the Arizona Cardinals and throwing the ball over the yard? That was pretty depressing.
No, because according to you, Jacoby Brissett is maybe one of the greatest backup quarterbacks in the history of football.
Now, that part
J.J.
I do agree
McCarthy
with. I'm just saying, you should have won that game against the Cardinals. You always lose to the Cardinals
one day. You absolutely should have, but Jacoby Brissett can win games for you, right?
Now, granted,
he didn't win another game the rest of the year, but.
That was his one.
He didn't win another game the rest of the year.
That's even worse. That was his one.
But
win.
I can live losing to Jacoby Brissett, okay? Jacoby Brissett's been a decent quarterback in the NFL.
He's the backup quarterback.
J.J. McCarthy? The Vikings don't even believe in him.
Okay, can I throw a couple more? These are guys that are no longer coaches. Could Mike Zimmer, would he get photographed if he was out?
No.
Okay.
No. Because I don't want to say his wife's already like 20 years younger than him.
What about Doug Peterson?
Oh, absolutely not. Nobody would care.
What about that guy?
Doug Peterson could walk into a massage parlor, live streaming it, and nobody would give a damn.
Okay, what about Matt Nagy?
Oh, 100% he could walk around and nobody would care.
What about Matt Rhule?
Ooh.
I think we would take pictures of him just because we'd be perplexed by it. Now, mind you, okay, now, but here's the question. Here's the caveat we're missing for all these situations.
They're at the same bungalow.
Okay, not so much that they're at the same bungalow, but is it with Diana Rossini?
With Diana Rossini, beautiful backdrop.
See, that's the other part of it. Is that if you just took just a random woman
that he was cheating,
that he's just messing around with, I don't know that you get the same reaction, right? The fact that it's with Diana Rossini.
The fact that we know both people in the story.
Because here's my thing. If I see, and look, people, I mean, I already kind of know the answer to this in some capacity. If you see a football coach with a woman that you don't recognize.
Also, how many of us know what the footballer's wives look like?
Exactly. So are you a creep and you're going to go like, is that his wife? Let me make sure that's his wife. Let me Google her. Now, are there people that will do that? Absolutely there are.
Because you can get a lot of money for that photo.
Okay. Now, but if you recognize, oh my God, that's a reporter. You know, like that's Aaron Andrews. Okay. We know that's not.
Aaron didn't do anything. That was just.
Not even speculation. Hypothetical. We love Aaron Andrews. Andrews, okay, but dig it. That would be.
What about Vic Fangio?
If the coach was hanging out with Vic Fangio, they were. You would absolutely get pictures there. You're absolutely getting pictures there.
Well, and it also doesn't help that like she even self-described her husband as an average guy.
We've got Trevor's good news. Tell you what, we're gonna do this. We're gonna move haikus to the 10 o'clock hour.
Ron Rivera.
No one's gonna care. No one's going to care.
He can do the bungalow. No one takes the bungalow.
No one's paying attention. All right.
Riverboat Ron.
Let's do this. We're going to move Trevor's good news to 9:40. We're going to move the Diana Rossini stuff, who, again, has left a paper trail of how much she hates her husband. Okay? Like, literally, I mean, this guy
never seen so many tweets come out so quickly.
I mean, you want to talk about receipts that were just out in public that we really just turned a blind eye to. And, I mean, what's her husband think? I don't think he cares. Don't think he cares. Tell you what, we'll let you be the judge. Don't go anywhere. More Fan After Dark coming up next. Trap House Trevor in a mix as well. I see that you turned the light off.
I didn't turn or touch or I don't know what happened.
It just went off. Just went away.
I guess. I hope that's what happened.
We can only hope. I mean, hopefully there's been nobody blowing up the phone lines. Who knows? Emmett Smith could have been calling for all we know, and we would never know.
Well, no, because the light above it
would still go off.
Is the one that goes off. So I don't know why the green light's not there, but...
green light.
Maybe we've been off air this entire time.
No, because I feel had we been off the air, we would have heard from Tim Collins.
You are absolutely right.
Who made a point to let us know that we were a little late getting out of break an hour ago.
Oh, were you?
We were. Is that my boy, Black Adam? Hey, come here real quick. Let me give you this before I forget.
We were just talking about how bad the...
Let me give you this before I forget.
The fridges.
My man.
Adam, make a statement. Let Adam make a statement. Make a statement about you just got your gift card.
On the microphone.
Make a statement.
It was really cool to make shirts for y'all. I hope I'm speaking into a mic that's on.
You are.
You're good.
And I would love to do it again. Genuinely, next remote.
Look at that. Can you get us some Diana Rossini shirts? We can make some merch out of that, I bet. I bet you we can make some merch out of that.
I don't know if I can get Diana Rossini shirts, but I can definitely get some more fad shirts going.
I want mine to say I'm a Rossini insider.
Yeah. So that's how good the Fans Are Dark is.
I'll let you know.
Let's do it.
Rossini insider.
Put me in Fred's face. On the picture of them holding hands, overlooking the Arizona sunset.
That's it. Or maybe just like a picture of her from like the chest up, and then it's me and Blake's, kind of like the faces from the Fan After Dark.
Maybe we could make your face the sun.
Yes.
Like the sunset you're looking just watching. Over Vrabel and Rossini.
Make me the photographer.
You can have it be like the Rick and Morty thing where the sun's coming up. Yeah. That'd be fun.
He doesn't get that right.
I know. I do.
I don't.
We will get it. Yeah. You know, we will get it.
We were just.
I laugh.
Me and Adam were talking about how bad the kitchen fridge smells right now. When was the last time you smelled it? It's rot.
Which is it's crazy because they just fixed it.
Oh, it's rank, brother. It's bad. Like spoiled, curdled milk bad.
Well, send an email out.
I could be that guy, couldn't I?
Do it.
Hey, guys.
Message Kim.
Just a heads up.
Let's be a little bit better. No, I'll flame. Let's be better.
For all of Dallas.
This is awful.
All of Dallas.
I hate those emails.
This is atrocious.
I want all of Odyssey to get it. I want Bob McKay to send it out. It's the Atlanta studios.
It's the entire.
Close the door.
Post
throw
it
your
on
milk
the Odyssey
away.
LinkedIn page. Something's been brought to my attention.
Hashtag team building.
Because, you know, the CEO does send emails out.
Yes, he does.
No, it's a she, so obviously not paying. This guy's really locked into the Odyssey emails.
We know Blake doesn't check emails.
Come on.
Does he? Yeah, no. No, it's a she. It's a she. But,
actually, I said he does. I was just
seeing if we were right.
I was capping.
Didn't even miss a beat.
Obvi.
Didn't miss a beat. Obvi. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We will be doing haikus in the 10 o'clock hour. Topics are as follows: Diana Russini and Vrabel,
you know,
and then the blue light on the phone.
A name that we didn't say, Kevin O'Connell. Would he be okay to be in public?
Well, we're going to hear from Kevin O'Connell here in a second. Because let me tell you something. Kevin O'Connell is not about that life.
Do you think he'd be okay, though? He's not noticeable enough?
I think he is. He's because, well, I mean, you know, you got to remember, he's like 6'5", 6'6".
Kevin O'Connell is 6'5".
Yeah, he's a big dude. No, Kevin O'Connell is like 6'5". You got to remember, Kevin O'Connell is a backup quarterback. So he's one of those guys that could get looks just because he's just a freakishly large dude.
Do you know how old he is?
I think he's my age.
He's 40. He's actually younger than you. He's 6'5", 225?
There you go.
Why does that? Okay. Yeah.
So I would push back and say no, only because when you see, you know, I mean, look, that's part of the reason why I think Vrabel got busted.
Yeah, he is tall. Wow. He's
they're
taller
average,
than Brady.
They're average looking dudes, but they have like their specs. They're
measurables.
They're measurables. They're measurables.
Said specs. Made them robots.
I've been watching too much computer stuff lately. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
What's been your go-to computer stuff?
I've been trying to talk about building a new computer. So.
PG-13.
Oh. Yeah. You build one?
I'm trying, but the way the RAM prices right now are way too high.
You can't get one on Amazon?
Well, I don't want one on Amazon, but
you can't get the RAM off Amazon.
Even stuff on Amazon is way too expensive. Like,
yeah.
you're not spending. I don't want to spend $600.
I guarantee you right now. What's your budget?
I'm trying to stay under 2,000.
That's a good budget. You can build a PC for under that.
I agree.
And when you figure it out, do it for me.
877-881-1053. I guarantee there's some computer people out there. Where can my guy go get some RAM? And I don't mean Dodge.
I like specific things. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm a weirdo.
No, that's not weird for building a PC. You have
I know, but somebody's gonna be like, go get this NZXT pre-built computer for $1,200.
So say what your specifications are.
Well, that's why I've been looking for what specifications.
Why don't you let one of these people reach out and maybe they'll know something?
Because
I trust
my specifications or not.
I've already built my own.
Let's put a pause. Do you know what your specifications are?
Not off the top of my head.
And how can you be
capping?
How can you be pushing back on some if you don't even know what yours are?
Because what I'm afraid of is that somebody's going to send me some pre-built stuff, and that's not what I want.
Okay.
I'm a Corsair man. If you guys have any idea what that is,
I do.
I prefer Corsair products because I like the way they look.
Yeah.
And I think their performance is always good. I'm an AMD guy for my processor.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm trying to find like right pricing, but a lot of stuff is
Raheem Morris
expensive.
Can he go out with Diana Russini and be photographed? Yes or no?
That would no way.
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
No way.
No way.
What about Gerard Mayo? When he coached,
if he had them cornrows in, then yeah, he'd get flagged real quick.
I think.
No team gear on.
Here's the thing, because Gerard Mayo's like 6'3", 6'4".
He's a big dude. Yeah. He's a big, scary
dude. I want to say Raheem Morris is like 6 feet tall. So I don't think, you know, 6 foot tall brother with a white dude with a white woman ain't.
Cut it up with a white dude, he might get some photos.
You know, maybe not. It's 2026, you know?
Just post NFL career.
We welcome an alternate lifestyle.
What about Eberflus? Just for how bad the Cowboys defense is, someone's taking a picture.
The only way he's getting noticed is an angry Chicago Bears fan. That's the only
way. Angry Cowboys fans will recognize him. There's no way he would walk past
him. I don't know that we care enough. I mean,
I would.
I'd make some drama out of it.
I would definitely take a picture if I knew what his, I don't know what his wife looks like. So I wouldn't know he's cheating.
See, that's just it. I mean, you'd probably get more. See, the thing about, here's why it wouldn't work for the Cowboys. Because from a Cowboys or Bears fan perspective, because they would start yelling at Eberflus. Like, they're not going to take pictures. They're going to yell at him and be like, you're a bleeping bum. And then he's going to be like, oh, we got to go. Like, we got to get out of here.
So you get your photo first, then yell.
You got to get your photo and then mock him afterwards.
While you're recording.
That's it. That's it.
Brian Daboll?
Some of you would probably think he was like Alex Jones by accident. So, yeah, he's definitely going to get a picture taken just because they think he's somebody else.
All right, do we got some audio? I want to hear this audio.
All right, this is
just Diana Rossini being a horrible person.
She really is. This is Cut 7 talking about how average her husband is.
Diana, we want to give you one more chance to address this. It happened earlier in our program today. For those of you who weren't watching, Diana Rossini said this.
And I think we all do weird things when we're in love, and we overshare and overpost. And look, he's getting married to a beautiful actress. I'm married to someone average. I don't post a lot about him. If I was married to someone beautiful, I'd overpost too.
Wow, twice.
Now, this doesn't seem nice. We put together photos of Diana's husband here for everyone.
She kind of doubles down on it in the little post. And just
no,
says,
absolutely.
Like, I mean, he's average. I'm average. We're average together. That's crazy. That was not even 1 year after she was married to him.
No. I mean, and what does that say about him?
That she's just going on Get Up.
Crapping all over you on national television.
It's like publicly doubling down. Not, hey, that was a bad judgment. We make jokes like that. I think he's the most handsome man in the world, whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, no, he's average. Yeah, Do not get it twisted. He is average.
Not even he's good looking. Like, didn't even say anything remotely flattering about your
didn't
husband.
Did he talk about his personality being great or anything
nothing,
like that?
Nothing. Nothing. He's just average. He's average.
If he was good looking, I'd post him, guys.
Seriously.
Read the room.
No wonder she's banging Vrabel. Okay.
Boom, you just got Vrabel.
Just when you thought that wasn't the worst, this is her talking to Jimmy Garoppolo before she got married.
I remember thinking, like, because I think when men propose, that's their wedding day. Like, that's when you guys are all in. It's not really all in for us yet. I think for women, the actual wedding day is the moment. So, I mean, Kev was all down for it. I was the one that was very skeptical. I was like, oh, I don't know. And at the time, I was working at ESPN, and I remember I was still working. And so the night before my wedding, I'm making calls, and I had a phone interview set up with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I remember Jimmy was great. He made, like, a funny joke, like, hey, it's night before your wedding. You sure you want to do this? And I'm thinking, like, of all the people in my life that I'm going to talk to the night before my wedding, the one guy my dad wanted me to, or my mom wanted me to marry was Jimmy Garoppolo. And he's calling me. Like, this is a sign. I of course, did not marry Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm speechless. I haven't heard that one. She said this is a sign. It's the fact that she did the bad, like, in the moment. She's retelling the story, and then when she's retelling all these stories, she
it's like,
no,
yeah, it's like
no
having
remorse.
FOMO, for God's sake. It's like, man, should I wow, did I really mess this up?
And I did not marry
when I was cutting this
Jimmy
up,
G.
like this made me angry listening to you while I was cutting this up.
Like, she's going on explicit detail, night before my wedding, happiest day for my husband. Yeah. I mean, he was excited to marry me, because I'm me. And I had a phone interview with the Jimmy
Garoppolo.
G. Oh, my God, girl. Like, this is something that if it was a leaked phone call that came out or leaked text messages, we'd be like, we get it. Whatever. It's your private. She's, like, publicly telling all this information about how she doesn't care how average her boyfriend is and she's husband and how she likes all these other guys. And, like, yes, we know Jimmy G's a good-looking guy, but you don't need your wife saying that on the night of your wedding. Like,
No. I mean, it's well, okay, and this is the last one. If you thought those two were bad, this is
your toes aren't already curling.
Yeah, this is the final hurrah from Diana and her loving marriage.
You know who lets me know my marriage is falling apart? My mom. So that's good.
Oh, does she?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
What does she say?
I'm gonna walk over here.
What
this guy sounds like Choppy.
This is real.
Even laughs
Are we
like
doing
him.
This right now?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, right, yes, please just, do it.
So I said, hey, thank you so much. Kev told me that you stopped by the house. You did the oh, yeah, yeah. He looks good. He looks really good. I go, yeah. I was like, he doesn't seem as stressed this year. She's like, you know what? I'm starting to think he's got a girlfriend.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know what? Good for him.
What?
He looks good. He's successful. His wife's never around. You love this football thing. That's why he looks good. I don't
your
fight
mom.
With her. I went right back out. I go, why would you say that to me right now while I'm on a trip?
Right.
That my husband has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just keeping you on your toes, you know? Sure. I don't need to be kept on my toes. I need help.
She likes you to be in the most vulnerable spot.
It's so messed
across
up.
Across the country.
I'm as far as you can be from New Jersey right now.
Right.
There's nothing I can do.
Yes.
And yet she's out here throwing things in my head.
Right.
Now I'm wondering. I'm like, that one girl in his office is really pretty.
Yes.
Shoot.
You're starting
makes
to think
sense.
Of who,
yeah,
right?
No. I'm going to call him later.
Are you? That's
naked.
So nice of you. Naked. You're going to start repairing it from here.
Just start laying the groundwork. He'll be like, hey, show me a picture of the stadium. It's just me.
Naked.
He's probably right back. I don't want that. Who wants that? Nobody.
I said I wanted the stadium.
Is Saquon there? Did you talk to AJ?
The guy naked.
Seriously, this dude here. So, I mean, hey, God bless Diana Russini.
Do we think maybe the hubby was cheating? Does that change anything?
I want to say they got a kid together. Rabe's kids are like grown though.
Does that change anything if he was cheating?
Or is she just saying that to make her situation look less faulty?
Because I think they said this was in February.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not a good look.
And then, Fred, real quick before we get out of here, tell the people what happened back in 2015 with the Redskins.
Yeah. So, was it Scott McLuhan? I guess she broke a story and broke it on Twitter. And then, of course, Scott McLuhan's wife said, how many BJs did you have to give my husband to get that scoop? Because and then another report came out that her and Britt McHenry got into a drunken fist fight because they were both sleeping with Sean McVay.
And this is back in the day.
And this was 10 years ago. So, yeah, because apparently she used to cover the Redskins over in D.C.
And all the outlets that she's worked for, up until this day, have taken her side.
I mean, you know what?
ESPN, The Athletic, has said this is all false.
Here's
we stand
the thing.
With Diana.
Only look.
Which side are you on, Dolos?
Obviously, her being married mucks it up, and that's something that she has to live with. All I'll say is this: from a journalistic standpoint,
really muddies the water.
Do coaches and reporters drink together all the time? Mm-hmm. Like that's and I don't know if it happens as much as it used to, mm-hmm. but that's a thing. Do they sleep together afterwards?
You'd hope not.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
But then you got to start thinking, how has Shefty got all these tweets? All this insider info.
Ooh.
You should think.
Wow. Wow. Trevor, where are you taking it?
All right. So we're going to have some good news, everyone. But
this is why Woj quit.
He said this. I'm done. I'm cut. I can't fool him anymore. But tonight, we're going to be talking about, have you ever done anything positive while you're at the job? Have you ever done anything positive for anybody? Right? Hey, there you go. Right after this on 105.3 The Fan.
Is it that late first half? And it just felt like that, you know, UConn, of course, it didn't help that they couldn't buy a three in the second half. But when they got hit with that flagrant foul late in the first half, they knocked down the free throws and they get the ball back. The hell, they went from being down 29-23, I think. I don't think they went on like a 10-0 run or something like that. And they were up 27-23 or something like that, whatever it was. And then they had a 4-point lead at half. And they ended up winning, 69-63, I think, was the final score. And, you know, it just, it was a good game. It by no means was an all-timer. And I think, you know, look, Michigan was just a really, really good basketball team and beat the breaks off of Arizona.
I do want to say before I started trolling and saying I wanted to be different, my final four picks were correct. I said Michigan and UConn.
No, you said Michigan and Illinois.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. So you really weren't that different.
No. I said Illinois when I said I wanted to just be different. I said at the end, I said, oh, I want to.
Yeah, you said Illinois.
But I said Michigan and UConn at first, and then I changed it. And y'all laughed at me for Michigan. Y'all laughed
at me. We didn't laugh at you. No, I mean, I liked it. Arizona.
Yaxel's going to win.
We made fun of him.
You and Jake, have you seen Arizona this year? They've dominated. They just showed up in the big moment.
I mean, who expected? Oh, by the way, I mean, did I expect?
And Yaxel didn't even play good the last two games.
Well, he turned his ankle. Yeah. And, you know, oh, by the way, I didn't expect them to go 12 of 26 from downtown. I mean, they were just I was eating at one of my favorite spots, Christina's Fine Mexican Food over there in the Ville. Tell you what, I love carne asada. With a little shrimp relleno.
More than birria?
What?
Birria is my favorite Mexican.
I'll tell you what,
dish.
If you tell me.
If they have me birria on the. I'm getting birria.
I'll eat birria, but if you're telling me that we're going to Christina's and I got a chance to eat shrimp relleno and carne asada. Curtains.
You guys saying Hispanic food is hilarious. I want you to know that.
How do we say it, smartass?
Barilla. You got to roll your R's.
Barilla.
I'm not sure that's
chile relleno. Okay.
I said relleno.
Carne asada. Get it right, gentlemen.
Look at this guy.
Who are you?
I lived in San Antonio. That's
a Spanish podcast once.
Fiesta. I know my stuff, fellas.
I know my stuff.
Okay.
I said asada.
Carne asada.
I said asada.
I was watching a Sandra Bullock movie last night, eating carne asada.
Well, I was making my computer.
Hey, don't come after my computer, all right? There's no Hispanic
words
in computer.
I had the salsa. It was a little computadora. The salsa was a little spicy. Someone said at least Rossini was sleeping with someone her age. That wasn't a player. So we can say that's a win.
Hey, are we coming after Nikki Bella there? Good Lord.
I wasn't. Who's that?
Well, I'm talking about the texter coming after, like, Nikki Bella is sleeping with
one Cooper of the Bella Sheen. Twins.
Mm-hmm.
How old is how? What's the age difference there?
Oh, it's got to be like.
Like 18 years. No, Nikki Bella is like 40, and Cooper Jean's like 22. What, 23, 20. Yeah.
Rawr. I mean, hey, good on him. Good on him.
Did you just roar? Well, he's practicing rolling his R's.
That's what he's doing.
I can roll my R as well. Rojo.
Who's
Raymond?
Who's Jalen Green? Isn't Jalen Green's girlfriend like 40?
Yeah, like I think she's 50.
Yeah, she's not that old, but I think she's in her early 40s.
I don't even think she can reproduce if they wanted to have a kid.
Tell you what, hey, call this what it is. CJ Stroud hasn't been the same since he took Amber Rose.
Didn't he like give her a ride?
To the softball game. Hadn't been the same since. Hadn't been the same since.
He needs to get that Bible back out.
He needs to do something.
Yeah. D'Amico needs to.
Wait, we heard from Lance Zierlein. Lance Zierlein said that is question number one over there in H-Town.
I believe it.
Is C.J. Stroud cooked?
Yeah.
So say what you want about Dak Prescott. Tell you what, at least Dak Prescott, you ain't worried about him being able to throw the football.
Does Trevor also make fun of Hispanic people that can't pronounce English words?
Dang.
No, it's different. That's absolutely different. Dang. Before we go
anywhere,
that's absolutely different.
You know something about cocaine? Dígame.
I'm just trying to teach you guys
something.
You kidding
me or what? I know how to speak Spanish.
Someone said tell the Spanish expert Trevor to say Walmart.
Walmart? What?
Sonny with the 325 said. I think they're saying try to say it like a Hispanic would say.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Give us your good news. We're up against it. Or do you want to do it at 10? You want to do it at 10?
I mean, we can do it at 10.
No, we'll do it at 10. I don't want to rush your good news.
Maybe we should, because he had a chance to do good news, and what did he do, Fred?
Tell you what.
Interrupted us with negativity and said that we weren't saying stuff right.
No, because I knew that's exactly what you did. No, because I knew it was getting hijacked, and I was just going to play along. That's why I got bets.
You knew it was getting hijacked, and said, how could I hijack them?
Here's what we're going to do.
You can't jack me.
We're going to do, wow. We're going to do good news at 10 o'clock.
High or low?
Let's hear from one of Blake's favorite people.
Oh, gosh.
It's like a Fred and Blake mashup. You guys know I'm a big AI guy.
Okay.
Let's hear from Stephen Hawking on AI. Okay. Cut four.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't even have it pulled up. I apologize.
Hey, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
How far along the path to artificial intelligence do you think we are?
The primitive forms of artificial intelligence we already have proved very useful. But I think the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. Once humans develop artificial intelligence, it would take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. Humans, who are limited by slow biological evolution, couldn't compete and would be superseded.
Think about that. That was 11 years ago that Stephen Hawking dropping nuggets in between trips to Epstein Island.
You think the speak and spell would have grown by then?
I mean, what a...
I can't. I can't, bro.
Like, well, his face covered also, the whole
I'm
time.
Also, I'm also looking at Fred. You just had to sit on the fan cam. Fred is sitting here like this.
I did that for Blake. I did that for Blake. I know he's a big Stephen Hawking fan. I thought it was a great way to merge our interests together here on the show.
I mean, I don't think AI is taking over anytime soon, though.
It's going to edit all. Is it making things efficient? Yes, but you're right. It's not. There's still a lot more.
It's not smart.
Like it's really not.
It just has information, but it's not smart.
And it's all information that's out there. It's not like it's creating
information.
We give it. Look,
it
is information smart. We give it. It is smart, but that's exactly it. As my boy Tyler Wells from BrainGrid.ai says, garbage in, garbage out.
Yep. Yeah.
All right? And look, if I've learned anything from...
It doesn't clean up your question and make it better and make it... No. Compute. It's just dumb question, I'm going to give you...
Like, you have to ask the... If your prompts aren't any good and you ask some generic, just basic question, it is not going to... You're going to get basic.
I think people sometimes think it can read my mind. Since it's AI, it knows where I want to go in my head. It's like, no, it doesn't. It is not programmed in your head and does not know your thought process. It only knows what you put in words.
Not to mention, too, I mean, look, it doesn't necessarily know your chat from one chat to the next. Like, unless you do a handoff and like, all right, look, I've reached my limit here. I need you to, you know, tell me, encapsulate what I just said so I can carry it over to the next chat. Otherwise, you're filling in all the information all over again. So, all right, good news. Where are you taking us at 10 o'clock? And by the way, you got your haikus done?
Apparently, almost. Yes. Apparently, Jalen Green and his girl have a baby, and they are broken up.
Oh, that's
they
sad.
Have a baby together.
I knew they had a baby. I knew they had a baby together. All right. Good news at 10. Fatty's on the phone at 10:20. Haiku's at 10:40. Good news. Where are you taking us?
So, have you ever done anything good just out of just the joy of your heart while you're at work? Right after this,
it is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.